fighters, welcome to the 5 a.m. fight today on the Contracted Fight. I'm excited to share this interview with you today. I've got four members of our 100K Contractor program that are joining me today just to have a conversation about, you know, what brought them to the 100K program, you know, how they've improved their business, what they see the big value is, and some other thoughts and things like that. It was cool. There was definitely a couple common themes, the main one being just the sense of community that we have in the group and to lean on each other with like-minded contractors. And I was super proud of that because, you know, none of this was scripted. I had a few questions that I asked these guys and we just kind of vamped on it. And so if you're in a situation in your business right now where there's a shit ton of chaos, okay, chaos financially and with debt and with your guys and your lead flow and your sales process and your numbers and on and on and on, and you're not trending in the right direction of creating some order in your business, then this would be a great episode for you guys to listen to. And then if you want more, we got a series on how to eliminate the chaos in your business. If you go to thecontractorfight.com/chaos. And without further ado, here's our little conversation today with some of my good friends. We'll see you guys. All right. Welcome, fighters, to the Contractor Fight podcast. Today, I have a few guests. I was about to say in studio, but we're in Zoomio. We're in Zoom. I got some cool human beings here with me today just to kind of share some of their experiences, what's going on in our 100K program and stuff. And so we just thought we'd kind of shoot the shit here for a little bit. Before I did that, though, I wanted to give you guys an opportunity just to give us a 30,000 foot view of who you are and what do you do, man. So one of you take it away. I don't care who.
Well, my name is David Zemchek. I'm out here in central New York. Been in business this is my year six, and started off with a cleaning company called Specialized Cleaning and Decon. I also now run a carpentry business called Zemchek Property Rehab.
Good deal, man. Welcome.
Thank you, sir.
I'm Robert Daly, and I run Daly Woodworks out of Central Texas, and we build custom furniture, and then I produce DIY woodworking content for people. And I've been doing this right about 5 years now.
Good deal. Welcome, Robert.
I'm Adam Kofer. I run Kofer Tile and Stone. I'm a tile contractor. We specialize in custom residential installations. And this is my fourth year in business.
Cool, man. And Marino, I see that you're on here. What's up, buddy?
All right. My name is Marino, and I'm actually in New Jersey. I've been doing this shit for too long. about 27 years, but actually I didn't get my shit together until probably the last 12 months. So, and the last probably 6 months, that's when I actually just became profitable. All these years, I was just pinning the wheel. Just my phone rings and I'll, here you go, right out the door, go see a client. Here, look at this.
Oh, man. I know there's a lot of people that can relate to that. And we're going to kind of get into that here a little bit. So, yeah. So guys, like I said at the top of this, you know, I just had a few questions that I just wanted to throw out and let you guys, you know, kind of vamp on and share your experience and stuff, but there's really no order here. Like I said, we're just going to shoot the shit and, whoever wants to jump in, whenever, but I'm curious, just right out of the gate, what brought you to the 100K program? Like, what was going on in your business, your life, whatever, that you were like, man, I might need this. I'm just curious how you guys would answer that.
Well, this is David. So I figure I introduce myself. So I guess I'll go first. So I left a very comfortable job. I'm sure the guys here have seen it, but for the podcast listeners, I left a very comfortable job in New York State where I was making 100K, but it was life sucking. So, family full of carpenters, my two brothers, and figured at age 40, I go ahead and take the leap, what I always wanted to do. So in the meantime, I'm watching YouTube videos, and the first thing that comes up a lot of the time I stuck with was your videos, Tom, and your free content. And quite honestly, I needed to get my shit together. I've been with the group since the beginning of August. I took the leap because everything in your free content was helping me build the company to where it is now. And I needed more in-depth coaching, more one-on-one, and of course, as you say, be around a bunch of FWs. It was hard doing it by myself and just watching free content. I needed to really be part of the whole crew. So yeah, that's what brought me here.
Cool, man. Thank you.
Yep.
So this is Robert, and I joined 100K. I think they're in the first round when you first opened it up. What was that, August a year ago?
Yep.
And for me, it was realizing that something had to give. We were booked out several months. We were selling jobs right and left. We were as busy as we could be. It was me, one guy full time, then an office guy that was handling the website, things like that. And, you know, we were all working 40, 50, 60 hours a week, but at the end of every week, there wasn't anything left over for me to pay myself. And it was just, something's got to change. Something's got to give. And I remember when you opened it up, I was like, I was really on the fence about it. I was kind of thinking, it's like, is this going to be worth it? And I decided I'd try it for a month. I would join the program for a month, see what was all part of it. And, you know, what is this, a year and a few months later, I'm still happily here. You know, it was just something had to give, something had to change. And like a lot of people, the work comes easy, but I don't have any formal business training or anything like that. And I finally realized that I need to figure out how to actually run a business.
Good deal. And you, and we'll get into this in one of the later discussion points here, but you've made quite the, what's the word, pivot?
Oh yeah.
In the last year or so. So that's cool, man. All right. Who's next?
This is Adam. So one of the things that was going, you know, that I'm pretty good at consuming the content and enjoying it and getting all excited about it. But, you know, there's a million, I need to work on everything in my business. I'm a new business. And I'm kind of, you know, I'm a 1.5 man band. So, you know, I'm in the field 40, 50 hours a week, and it's really challenging to make progress. So I really felt like I needed some extra help to help find focus and start working on one thing at a time. Even that can be challenging in the group because there is so much to do in there. There is so much access to everything, you know, and I can see, and they all bleed together. So if I want to work on this and I start going, well, I got to fix this too. It's easy to start getting scattered, but it helps, you know, being able to work, get some one-on-one and kind of, you know, focus. Okay, this is my thing. Like right now I'm working on leads. I need to grow those leads first, you know, then it's higher up a little more and that kind of thing. So that's been huge. Just having a group that I'm a part of to keep me focused and keep me fired up too. I mean, it's cool to see guys growing in the group, and that keeps me inspired instead of just kind of getting stuck in the drudgery of the, you know, being in the field constantly. There's something to keep me going, you know? And it's been awesome.
Cool, man. Thanks for sharing that. I know when you joined, you jumped right into our 5-day social media challenge. And it was funny. I like, you guys remember that every day?
Yes.
Smiling face on Facebook, doing a new video. It was cool. All right, Marino, bring us home here. What brought you here?
Yeah. Well, I guess we all share the same feeling. We'll call enough for help. We don't know where to go. So I actually watched your videos for a couple months before I decided to join. But at the same time that I was listening to your videos, I actually was I was part of another group from Canada, which was very expensive. So I mean, that was good. But you actually, the way I saw your videos, I can see that you were very engaged with the population. And sooner or later, I just say, you know what? I was paying there, like, I think it was like $6,000 a year. Mm-hmm. So when I heard your price, I said, you know what, let's give it a shot. It was there to lose. So, but no, I was already engaged with your videos, and then joining the group about almost a year ago, that just, that clarified all my anxieties and frustrations. And you kind of, I love how you actually hold everybody's hand and, you know, here I am a year later, still doing better than ever before.
So, awesome, man.
Yeah.
Well, cool. I appreciate that. And so guys, how would you, we get people all the time that send us messages. And they're like, so what's this 100K thing? What do I get? You know, how does it work? And there's some things that we have, in place by design, and there's some things that we don't have in place by design. Just, I've never shared this with you guys, but Marino, it's funny that you said you appreciate how we hold their hand, but I actually think we don't hold anyone's hand. Like we put it out there for people, and it's theirs to consume and go after. I would describe it as we're very high touch as a coaching group. Like right. We're very involved is how I, you know, so maybe that's what you meant, but I actually try to not hold people's hands because we have to figure some shit out on our own too. Right. But I want to shut up here because this is about you guys. So how would you guys describe the program to somebody who's listening to this?
By hand holding, more like a slap in the back of the head, but.
well, the way I think, this is David, the way I think about it, Coach, and I always refer to you to Coach Tom. I have a big background in athletics and I still train to compete. And I didn't have good role models in my life other than coaches. And I was blessed with great coaches. You know, when you say we're not holding hands, but what I like about this whole theme and what gravitated towards you is not only being a football coach, and football is a big part of my life, but that you give us the plays. And I'm part of the FW group and the 100K group. You give us the plays. Now it's up to the team. And this is why I do it. What I like about all the FWs in this group. All right, guys, this is what we need to do. How you doing? This is what I'm doing. You give us the plays and we rely on each other to keep each other in check. A lot of us do. Right. How you doing? And you put up a video or put up, you guys know I'm a big on putting my videos up, but somebody puts up a post, the KPI or whatever, and then the comments just blow right up. Doing great. How about tweaking this and doing that? So that gets back into me being around a team of FWs where we're trying to make it to that touchdown together. And that's why I feel like being part of this group, you know, you're the head coach. All right, guys, this is what we need to do collectively, even though we're separate businesses.
Yeah.
But collectively, we're in a 100K team to get to where we need to go. And that's what I love about this. And that's what you can't get by just clicking on YouTube. It got me to where I am. But I need to get further. It got my foot onto the football field. It got me off the bench. How's that, Coach?
I love it. Good deal.
So just to add on to what David said, it's, you know, that, you know, the high touch, the community of we're in a group of all really like-minded individuals. We're all working to this same goal of, you know, increasing our personal income, really fixing our businesses. And then with the going back to the high touch thing, it's you don't. I mean, like you've said this before, it's our job to implement this shit. Like you can tell us what to do. You can show us, you know, the job costing, the marketing, all this different stuff. You give us the resources, but ultimately it's on us to implement it. And it's been really awesome with you, Tom, and then other people in the group of just kind of guiding me and my business of figuring out what do I really want my business to look like? What do I really want it to do in my life? And it goes beyond just how much money can I make to shaping the lifestyle I ultimately want.
Yeah. It starts with the money, right? Like we got to move that needle quickly. And I know that that's a grind for so many people and it all starts between our ears here. And I've appreciated just looking at the group is how you guys have all, somebody will come in and they'll be like, yeah, I'm not sure I can get 50% or better in my area, or I'm not sure I can do this. And what's cool here is you guys will actually be the ones that go, dude, I used to think the same thing. You know, you got to work the process. And that's where being around people that I don't care. I personally want to be around people that are ahead of me in some way. And I don't care if it's 6 feet ahead of me or 6 laps ahead of me. I just want to be able to, you know, there's that power of somebody turning around and go, oh dude, you're going to be fine. You know, just keep grinding, keep trusting the process. I've watched all of you guys do that and it's pretty cool. So Adam, how would you describe 100K to somebody? Somebody's like, dude, what's this program about, man?
I you just mentioned something that I really like and that's true. I try to, I like to be around people that are on their way to success or ahead of you. You know, people that they planted in my mind is like, hey, this is a possibility. You know, it's not impossible because there's a lot of negativity in, you know, some of the Facebook groups that I'm in with my tile industry where people are like, dude, you can't charge that, you know, and people just, there's a lot of that and that goes around. And, you know, so I like to hang out with the people that are like, no, we can do this and let's figure it out.
Absolutely.
And so I really like that. And then, you know, the other thing too, that's helped me move the needle or start to check off boxes and start making adjustments in my business and starting to feel like a real business owner is some of the resources. I'm not a spreadsheet guy. I don't know. I've never opened a spreadsheet in my life before I joined this group. And so you talk about how the things you track get better. And I can see that too, because if every morning I'm getting up and I'm doing my tracking, you know, it's on my mind. I'm seeing, all right, I lost again. What am I going to do about it? And it's going to start getting, you know, things are getting better because I'm paying attention. And it's not just a kind of a mental note. I'm physically looking at and tracking these things. And you gave me the resources to do that. You know, I can get the free content and know, okay, I need to track my leads. I need to track my job costing. I need to track, you know, the KPIs and stuff like that. But I wouldn't really know where to start. So I'd be breaking out the pencil and paper. I'd have a pile of papers getting lost. I'd stop doing it. And having those resources and the reminders like, hey, what do you, you know, of that kind of stuff. And we're posting our KPIs in the group. I'm tracking stuff that I'm starting to do things that I wouldn't do even if I knew I was supposed to, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's I had somebody in the group tell me, over the weekend here, I forget what day it was. He said, dude, if I could narrow it down to one tool that you've given that's made all the difference, it's your job costing sheet. He's like, you could throw everything else away. He's like, if I just had that, I'd be making way more money, which he is, you know? And here's the thing also, like, and I'm sure every one of you has either felt this or at least said it at some point to me or somebody else in the group. A lot of people are like, I feel like it's a fire hose because there's all these different topics being thrown my way and all these different resources. And we keep adding to it. I mean, we've added to our coaching team. We've, you know, and all this other stuff over the last year. And I'd say one of the biggest challenges this year, and this is where my side of things needs to get better too. We, you know, like any business, we're always looking to get better and improve. We're really trying to help dial in to help people determine where the best starting point for them is. Cause you guys are all in different spots in your business, different industries and things like that. And so what we've been really trying to help people with is just go, okay, when you come into the group, what is the one underlying issue that you want to fix? That's the thing you start with in the group, you know?
Yeah.
Actually that could be a different question. Cause I want Marino to kind of share how you would describe the 100K program to somebody.
Yeah, how would I personally describe it? It's just very similar to what everybody was saying. And just like to add to that, every time I need help with anything at all, all I have to do is send Tom a text or a private message, and you always answer every single question that I ever had. You're always there and to clarify my anxieties also. So that puts me on the next bracket because I tackle one question at a time. So if a couple of weeks ago, I was stuck with percentages. What was my gross profit? Actually somebody else in the group jump in even way before you and we're able to clarify that. And then so as a result, my sheet, it's impeccable now. It's from the day I collected the down payment all the way to what goes in my pocket. So, you were there, you've been there the whole time. So that's what I really appreciate from the group. I mean, amongst a lot of things, I can go on and on for hours and hours.
Yeah. You know, it's funny that post that you're talking about, by the time I had gotten into the page and saw it, I had seen that a few people had addressed it and I was like, look at that, man, the group took care of it. You know, it was really cool.
It was cool. That.
Yeah.
Let's start with who are we gonna start with? Adam, you haven't started yet. You haven't gone first yet, so you can go first.
Come on, Adam.
what's one thing? And you could always share more than one, but what's one thing that's changed or not changed, but has improved since you've been in the program here?
Kind of to go back to my other comment, it's that I'm actually starting to do some of the things that I know I should be doing. You know, I'm actually, I'm actually job costing, and we can talk about, or I want to touch on that again too. The very first time I used the job costing worksheet, the very first time, it made the difference in how I ran a job. I was costing and regularly tracking in, you know, every day I'd add our hours to the thing so I could keep track of it. And, you know, it was a 2 or 3 week job. I think it was about a 3 week job. And as I was getting to the end, I was looking at it and I'm going, man, I'm running out of money and we have a few days worth of work to do here. And so I looked at it and I'm like, well, you know what? My apprentice can handle the rest of this. I'm out of here. You're going to take over. And, you know, you cost half of what I cost. So I'm putting you, if you finish this in the next 20 hours, we're good. And I make my money. You know, I hit what we needed to have hit. So right out of the gate, that changed, because otherwise I would have just done what I normally would have done. I would have grinded it out with him. I would have not had any time to be running my business, because when I was able to leave him, then I was able to work on making sure the next job was ready. So that's, you know, that's changed, is just being able, just doing stuff and starting to make difference, you know, make a difference in how I run things and how I think about things. I'm checking off boxes that, I probably wouldn't have checked off. You know, I'm actually starting to work on my marketing. I'm making it a priority because, you know, I'm here paying for this coaching, so I better get to work.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I'm glad you said that, because every single one of us, if we're not having success in any area of our life, it usually comes down to two things in my book. Number one is, how am I thinking about it, right? What's my mindset? And then once I get that squared away, then it's, am I executing the shit that I know that I need to do to move forward in that area? So that's why I loved how you came out of the gate with that, Adam, was like, one of the first things you said is, I'm actually doing shit now. I'm executing, I'm implementing. Because, I mean, raise your hand if you've always had great intentions about doing things, right? The hands are up, right? Good intentions don't lose weight. Good intentions don't, you know, pay the bills. Good intentions don't, you know, make you a better leader and things like that. It's actually the implementation. So I appreciate you sharing that, man. Who's up? One thing that's improved in your business.
I can definitely say for me, I'm able to be extremely organized. I was able to narrow down every single step that I need to do in the business in order to be productive. And also I delivered the same message to my crew members. So I was able to walk away from the field 100%. I'm not involved at all. So it just holding everybody accountable for their mistakes and just being responsible for your position. So that for me was huge, because I was always on the job site. And I have to be the first one, and I had to be the last one on the job site, and then come back to the office and try to do my shit. So it was all over the place. Mm. So for me, definitely being able to deliver that message, free up so much time that I can concentrate of selling and talking to clients more and giving more detail, scope of work. So just being organized for me.
So you talked about, you know, getting rid of some of that chaos, getting organized, creating some order in the business has allowed you to work on other areas of the business. Yeah. You know, the sales and stuff you just shared. What's that done for the bank account?
Wow. Huge. For the first time actually ever, I was talking to my fiance last night. I don't think I ever had this much amount in my bank.
Awesome.
Not only that, actually, you know what? It's something that I'm so proud of. And I mean, I don't think I can put a dollar sign. The amount of value that has created, it's really priceless. I don't think I ever seen this much money in my life. Put it that way.
Look at that smile.
That's awesome.
You know, the cool thing, Reno, is there's been points in my life where I remember one of my points in life when that first happened, where I'd had a lot of money in the bank account for the business before, but I knew it was going out.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you'd look at the snapshot of your balance and, you know, you're like, you know, well, most of that's going to be gone by the end of the week. Right. But I know what you're saying. You finally hit that point where the amount of money that's left in the bank account, you know, that you leave in your business or you pay to yourself or whatever, you're like, shit, this is after everything's paid. This is cool. You know, like, that's the next level shit.
Not only that, actually, I pay myself first now.
There you go. Pays himself first. What a novel idea, man. I love it. All right. Robert, what do you got?
Oh, so I got to pick one thing. Okay. I would say the biggest thing was knowing the numbers on the money side of things. Mm-hmm. I've always been, you know, decent at marketing, decent at sales, and, you know, the things that we've learned through that have helped immensely. But I just didn't know what it would cost me to produce a job, how much I should be charging. I looked at it before we came on. In 2019, my average job size was $1,500. And we've increased $1,528, and that was my average job size. In 2020 so far, my average job size has gone up to $2,800 per job. So I've increased it over my average job size, $1,300, and I'm doing the same exact work.
That's awesome.
Just because I didn't know what to charge. I was trying to be cost competitive, and then I realized that my customers don't care so much about price. They care more about the experience and the product that we're delivering. And then through that, just I'm charging a lot more. You know, you mentioned before I've shifted my business a whole lot.
Yeah.
To the point of, one, I'm paying myself consistently every week. I got set up. I'm paying myself, you know, as a W-2 employee for the first time in 5 years. I have actually not worked since September because I got to the financial position where I was finally able to fix up my own house, right? My wife always jokes that the carpenter's wife has no house.
Yeah.
Well, we got to the point to where in September, I moved my family into a rental house, and I've been just, you know, gutted my own kitchen and been working on my own project to make a nice place for my family and I to live. And it's been a huge change.
Yeah. And for context for people listening, we're recording this on, what is it? The 19th of October. Is that what it is? October 19th, yeah. I think. And so you took the month of September off, and you're still in the rental, still renovating your house because of the moves you made in your business over the last year to put you in this position where you could finally take care of your own.
Yep. And I've still been paying my salary every week for the last 6 weeks.
Wow. That's cool, nice. Man. Good for you. David, what do you got, man? You're the newbie to the group, man. Aren't you?
Yeah.
Guy? You just joined in August.
Yeah, just joined in August, and I feel like just joined in August, but just seeing you, you know, conversing with me virtually, though, but I feel like I've known you for a while, you know, but I don't feel like a newbie in a sense with being a part of your realm, but I'm a newbie when it comes down to being around these guys. I mean, with Marino and that $1 million smile. Holy crap. I want to be that, you know, but, well, that's, what's part of this group is that, you know, you can't get that feeling that you see with Marino, who's been in the group for, I think you said over a year or so. Right. So there's guys like me or newbies who are crawling, looking for clarity. And then you got guys like Marino say, hey guys, it's over here. You know, you can do it too. And that's what I really enjoy about that. And watching your videos, Coach, you can see the passion, and you do drop F-bombs, but it's because you've been there, done that, and and you understand the burden that it is starting on your own, not knowing the hell what you're doing. So it comes with passion and caring, like a coach giving you direction. So just following your free content alone, I worked by myself for 4 years, and just following your content alone, I'm like, holy shit, I got so much freaking work. What am I going to do? And then I got to the point where, all right, let me hire some people. All right. Oh my God, I got these workers. And then it opened up for the 100K. And I've been waiting for it to open up, and I jumped right in as soon as I can, because what you're giving me and what's it's all giving me is clarity. And what you mentioned before was taking that nail for that one goal and hammering that nail down. And that's what I'm doing right now, as I'm figuring out what steps I need to get to where I need to be, one nail at a time, as opposed to when you have no clarity, you're just throwing nails on the floor and just throwing hammers at it. You can't build a good foundation that way. So, you know, anybody that's listening to this podcast who has not taken that leap, we all know that they're out there and they're listening to this podcast for a reason. They're watching these videos for a reason, but they haven't taken that leap. And just listening to these guys, and even though it's a podcast, I'm sure they can still see Marino smile audibly, you know. It's just stop being stubborn and just take that leap. For the small price that it is, you know, you can gain so much. You know, for the cost of this month, you know, I'm not a drinker, I'm not a smoker, but unfortunately, a lot of guys in the trades are, and they'll kill a 30-pack at 5 o'clock, you know. I tell them, so how much you drink per day, per beer, and how much you smoke per week paid for my membership per month. And I'm going to be tenfold more abundant than you are. So get right back to it. One thing I'm taking down is just the clarity figure out how to get where I need to be.
Absolutely. You know, I'm glad you brought up the whole, you know, the smokes and the drinks and all that other stuff and the money thing. And not that I'm going to make this a big money point here right now, but at this current time, it's $399 a month is what it is, the cost entry per month for 100K. So to round that up a buck to $100 a week, right?
Yeah.
And so if you just think about an owner, and this is what I tell people, I respect people's money situation. I mean, trust me, like you guys know that. Almost everything that comes out of my mouth is because I fucked it up at some point. You know what I mean? And I've been there. Yeah. And I remember a time where I used to say, man, I can't wait to get back to zero. I was so in the hole. I couldn't wait to get to zero. Yeah. Or I remember times where I remember this one time in particular, I literally had like $300 cash left that I was able to bring home to the family after I paid myself what I normally paid myself. Yeah. And I was able to do something with that $300 for the family that weekend, and I was so proud of that. So I get it. Like, I'm not making fun of $400 here. I know it's very real to people. Okay. Yep. But if you really break it down, if I can help you as a business owner be 2 hours more efficient in a week in any way, shape, or form, that covers $100 a week. If we can help you pre-plan a job to do 2% better on your gross profit on that next project, that easily takes care of the $100 a week. You know, I mean, we could go on and on with examples. So it's really I get it. The money's real, but it's really not that hard to find once you're committed to it. Right. Like if you're an implementer, if you're really knowing your numbers, there was somebody who was here with me a few weeks ago, and we sat down. We made one adjustment in the business with the way they were pre-planning their projects. And he texted me the other day and he's like, this one adjustment in pre-planning the scopes of work and shit like that put an extra $8,000 in my pocket this month on projects, you know, because his average gross profit went up to the point where it was like $8,000. I forget the exact math. So anyway, I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, what do they say? You want to know somebody's priorities. You look at their calendar and you look at their checkbook, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah. And a lot of times, David, you brought up the clarity thing. A lot of times we don't know what our priorities are because we're scattered. We're trying to do everything. And that's one thing that we try to do here in the group a lot is give you that one target to hit at a time.
Right.
The ability to look at the information in black and white and make your own decision about the things that you want to focus on, which Robert, you've done, you made a shift in your business. Give us a quick one on that real quick. Like, cause you made a big shift that not many people saw coming.
Me either.
On the out.
So yeah, you talked about getting back to zero just a few minutes ago. What was that? That was March, kind of, you know, I mentioned this whenever we introduced ourselves, you know, we were busy, we were selling jobs, but because I wasn't job costing, because I didn't know what it actually cost me a man hour to run my business, I was just getting further and further in the hole. And I was trying to outsell my job costing and selling and things like that. Whenever the COVID thing happened in March, it was just that final kind of, it broke. Like I was no longer able to outsell my problems. You know, I've and you and Neil and just other guys in the group, like, you know, and that's one thing that people listen to this. It's not just Tom. He's got a whole team of people guys that'll sit down, talk with you, do phone calls with you, and great help. And just really helped me see is like, I was focusing so hard on selling and just trying to build this business that I didn't even realize that this whole other aspect of my little YouTube thing had grown to the point of, hey, this will almost pay my entire salary. And I just decided to, you know what? I'm tired of making this thing work. I fixed my numbers, fixed my job costing. This is what I really want to do. About that time, my lead guy, I mean, he's a kick-ass young man. He's been working for me since he was, I think, 16. I've been talking, he wanted to go into auto mechanics and start working towards his auto mechanic certification. So we talked about that, and that was just kind of the natural breaking point to where I went back solo. And now I just basically focus on producing, you know, that YouTube content.
Yeah, because, you know, you were tell people what you were doing alongside the YouTube channel, because full context here.
Okay. So what we did is, I guess our main product was wooden indoor dog kennel furniture. So think of an entertainment center that you put your dogs in. That's where they sleep at night. You still need to order one for your attack chihuahua. And you know, that's what we did. And there's a few, bigger companies in the US that, you know, do the same thing we were doing. So it's not something completely unique. And I was trying to compete with them and underbid them on price, thinking like we just, you know, outsell them. Right.
Yep.
And you know, it's a good little moneymaker. It worked well, but because I wasn't tracking, you know, my man hours, I wasn't job costing each job. I just kind of set my prices on what I thought, oh, well, this is what the market value of this is. We just weren't making any money doing it. And that's whenever, you know, kind of when I hit that breaking point, it was just like, screw it. I'm raising my prices to that 50% gross profit margin. Because I actually know what it costs to get 50% now. And I jacked up my prices that much. I've worked way less this year, but I've sold the same gross amount of, I made the same gross amount of income as I did last year, working much less.
Yeah.
And advertising a lot less.
Which has freed you up to build your YouTube channel, which pretty much pays your bills. continues to grow. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. That's what clarity does, right, guys? You know, it's black and white. Yep. And sometimes we got to make some tough decisions. I know our ego can get in the way. There's been many things through the years. And even some recently where I've had to choose, right? So everything can't be equally important, unfortunately.
I'd like to add one more thing and then I'll shut up, I promise. That's what you just said about that clarity thing of, I thought the way forward, just because it's kind of what everybody thinks is the way to do it, of build the business, grow the business, hire more employees, and then one day you'll magically be profitable. And you helped me see, and Yoda helped me see. That's Chris for people that don't know.
He's our mindset coach in the group. We call him Yoda.
So I really have no desire to have a big team of 5 or 6 employees. I absolutely love being the guy solo in my shop, building some cool custom piece of furniture, and I'm completely happy with that. And so I don't have the desire to grow, you know, this $3-5 million business. I just want to make enough income to live the lifestyle I want to live.
Yeah. I love that. I'm glad you shared that, because I know we've talked about it in the group and on some of our lives and calls. Like, each one of us individually has to define what our success is, what we truly want, you know? And I think you're a successful person if you get what you want. Like, to me, it's that simple. It has nothing to do with trucks or revenue or whatever. Other than, I would say, which the point of the whole group here is, right, is we need to make sure we're getting paid. We need to make sure that, you know, for the value that you're bringing, and the risks that you're taking, whether you're a one-man show or you got a bigger company, I personally think that you got to get to that 100 grand at least personal income. And now, it doesn't happen overnight. There's a lot of people in the group where it's, it's funny. I look at their income tracker and it's just incrementally going up $300-$500 a month, you know? And then you see this quarter over last quarter and they're on pace for it. Okay. And that's the whole point here is let's just at least be on pace for, you know, earning what we're truly worth, whether you're a one man show or a larger company. So, so I guess last question here, we'll go around the horn and you guys jump in whatever you want. And certainly anything else you want to bring up. But what else is worth talking about here today for people to know? What else should have been said that wasn't said or something I should have asked that I didn't ask? This kind of open forum for you guys.
I would just like to continue on the whole support of the group and being around a bunch of FWs. I mean, we mentioned that before, but that's, you can't get that anywhere else. And for me and probably the other guys, you know, I've mentioned this before in the group that I have nobody around me to help. You know, there's nobody ahead of me in this area, like you said, Tom, for me to follow. You know, I have some people who are mentors, but I don't have any direct mentors as such as you or the rest of the guys and girls in the group to be. I love it when the Facebook notification comes out for the group and I'm right there. I'm clicking on it and see what everybody has to say, you know, and then we have, you know, the conversations that go on between it, you know, the guys and me and some other guys, we like putting our videos up there, talking and it's just getting, it feels like a team.
Yeah.
You know it really does.
I loved David's video the other day about the lady that didn't want your employee in the house.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what I loved about it is you recorded the video and I could see as you were describing it, you were literally fixing the problem. Like you were working through it, you were, you know, and then some other people weighed in and really you came to making the decision that you made on this project. But I think that's really what you're talking about. It's just nice to have some like-minded people.
Where else could I do that?
Right.
Where else could I do that? I can't, my spouse says she couldn't understand, you know, where else? I feel like this is somewhere, you know, I think you might have saw with the work truck confessionals that some of the guys in there have done about, you know, owning my shit for the day or whatever. I mean, it's just great. Hey, David, I'm doing mine too. This is my work truck confessional for today.
Yeah.
You can't get that anywhere else. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what this is about. We individually have our own goals, but together we're moving forward and that you can't get that anywhere else. And if people are watching your content, they're looking for it.
Yeah. Well, you know? what I love about the privacy of the group and safe place to do those work truck confessionals or whatever. Yeah. And this is just me speaking, guys. This is just where I've been there too, is when I see stuff like that, not that I'm celebrating the fact that somebody's having a hard time, but whenever somebody else is having a hard time, we go, oh good. I'm not the only one who's fucked up. Right. Like I'm not alone. I'm not on an island. I'm not this, the one contractor in the world that doesn't have his shit together. Cause you know, on the outside, everybody's business for the most part looks like it's dialed in, you know,
right.
You guys have seen it in the group. You know, there's people in the group that get in there and they're like, man, I'm $400,000 in debt. I got this going on. I got this going on, blah, blah, blah. And again, not that we celebrate it, but it helps build that community. Like, all right, we're all here for the right reasons to get better and I'm not alone.
Right. And it keeps us trending upward. Like you said, it keeps us trending upward.
Awesome.
Absolutely. I'd like to add some more of that. Actually, this is the one group where actually nobody will ever criticize you. In fact, actually, the same guys in the group will actually lift you up. I've read so many comments. Somebody has no work coming up and then what should I do now? So people just always trying to help. That is the greatest thing about this group. As opposed to other groups that I belong to, right away you say something wrong and then people just right away try to cut your head off. And so, but this group is excellent for that. It's the support that we get from our teammates. It's amazing.
Love it, man. Any other thoughts, guys? Things we should have talked about or anything else that you want to throw out on the table here?
Robert said something about just let everybody else know that there's a lot more coaches involved too. Yeah. That's what's great about this, you know?
Yeah. I'm super psyched you added Art. You know, I'm not quite ready to, hire right this minute, but as I'm focused on working on my leads right now, but hiring's been super hard, and adding a coach in there that's just focused on helping us hire and manage the people that we hire, you know, having that human resources aspect of the coaching. Mm-hmm. I'm super stoked you added him.
Yeah. Thanks. You know, Art Snarzik's been a buddy of mine for many years, a former contractor, who turned into a people geek. You know, he really just loves learning about people and leadership and things like that. He's been a great resource to me through the years. And about a month ago that I woke up one day and I said, why the hell isn't Art part of this coaching team? So I called him up and we made it happen. And so just to give others that don't know, you know, we bring in other resources. Like we have Yoda, our mindset coach, who runs a call a month. You know, Derek, one of my partners in the Contractor Sales Academy, runs kind of a 30,000 foot view of the Shinfu sales training call once a month. We have a marketing boot camp in there. Gina, who's been my bookkeeper for damn near 20 years, you know, has always had my back in those ways, is there to answer any questions about numbers and finances and balance sheets and QuickBooks. And she does a monthly call on that. Art is here now. And he's doing, you know, a monthly call. And everybody, all these people are available in the group if you tag them too, right?
Yeah.
But Gina's there for those monthly financial reviews. We got the Yoda thing I mentioned. We just added Art. And then we have open coaching once a week, mm-hmm. you know, where, you know, I throw out a time. It's usually Tuesdays or whatever it is now. And anybody can jump on and ask a question or whatever. And if you can't make that, you can always use, you know, a private message and shoot me or any of the other coaches a question. And we typically respond to those like once a day. You know, there's fight night that's included. I think I mentioned the marketing boot camp and some other stuff. But, you know, this is just how we roll on in the fight here, guys. We're always... If I find something that I think is going to be of value to people, I try to find a way to bring it in, you know, and just go, how do we make this work? And, you know, it's, I'm super proud of what we've got, but I'm actually more proud of where we're going. Cause I know I ain't satisfied yet. You know, I'm not one of these guys that's ever like, I'm proud and I'm happy, but I'm not satisfied. You know, because I know there's always another level in any business or any program or whatever. And I appreciate you guys not just being a part of it, but some of you guys had to be pretty patient through some of the hiccups in the first year of it, too. And I appreciate that. So anything else, guys?
Yeah. Well, I'll just, you know, to add to what David and Marino and Adam all said, the community aspect of this has been awesome. We're all here for the same reason of we're not making 100K in personal income a year. I'm not there yet. Mm-hmm. But we all join for the same reason. So there's a great deal of humility in the group of we're all here to learn. We're all here to achieve the same goal. And there's not that ego that you see in some other of, you know, the other Facebook groups of, you know, nobody trying to see how big their dick is compared to everybody else. And, yep. you know, just trying to strut their stuff. But we're all here to learn. We're all here to, you know, improve ourselves, because, you know, for me, one thing that I kind of realized was I don't have my shit figured out. I don't know what the heck I'm doing. So maybe I need to quit acting like I do and just start implementing the stuff that we're paying you to share. Sure. We come here, we don't know what we're doing. Right. We know we need to fix our crap. Right. We have to own that. And it's just now it's up to us to implement that. And we're all at that same level. But, you know, we're all in different stages and industries, things like that. But there's that humility and that camaraderie that comes with that of we're all working together to achieve the same goal.
Deal.
That's excellent.
Well, guys, I appreciate you carving out the time to share what's going on here a little bit and share some of your thoughts. I'm sure you answered some questions and helped some people that are listening to this as well. And I look forward to watching you guys continue to crush it and get better and grow. And I can't wait to see where you guys are in, you know, 3 months from now and 6 months from now and so on. Cause I know you guys are dialed in, you know, you guys are focused. You're, at some point you all said enough's enough, right? I'm fixing this shit or I'm dying. Like one of those types of, like with the Will Smith treadmill thing. He's like, if I'm on a treadmill next to you, either I'm dying or I'm beating you. You know what I mean? It's like that mentality. That's what I've seen from you guys. Like I'm going to fix this shit because there's too much at stake. And, you guys are awesome. I appreciate you being here. We will talk to all you guys next time on the bike.